The website is for people in County Donegal living with long-term health conditions, and it's to help them to self-manage their condition. In other words, to deal with all the myriad tasks people are required to undertake when they have a long-term health condition, and also to deal with the devastating impact it can have on their emotional life, their psychological welfare, their social life, their financial life. Also, the skills are taught to do tasks such as taking their own blood pressure, taking their blood sugars if necessary, communicating with healthcare professionals. These tasks are undertaken by people usually at home, in their communities, with their families. And this website aims to support people so they can self-manage well.
We know there are pressures on GP surgeries, pressures on A&E, obviously. Is this a way, as it were, of helping getting people out of the need to queue for their GP, getting people out of the need to go to A&E and allowing them to do this sort of work at home? It's also taking the pressure off the surgeries by cutting the number of people waiting.
Well, there is a possibility that this initiative may impact on waiting lists and waiting times in surgeries and hospitals. But the main thrust of this initiative is to help people to self-manage. If that has a knock-on effect, which we possibly hope it will, well and good. But at the moment, the main priority is to reach out and support people who are struggling with long-term health conditions to live well and live better with them.
As you said too, there may well be a role here for families, for the community, that people needing to do this on their own, that there are help and support structures there. And if the resources are made available to them as well, then it allows them help maybe more, and again cuts the need to go to somebody else.
Indeed, and well within the sights of the long-term conditions programme are carers, because carers are key to supporting people living with a long-term health condition. And this site will display programmes which also support carers, because, as I say, they're crucial in supporting adults with long-term health conditions.